we are here with Tropical Financials, Rich Helper. Helper, how are you, Rich?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, thank you. How can you not be doing okay in a wonderful place like this?
It's a great environment. Mm-hmm. A lot of learning going on.
A lot of great content. We just had Sally Hogshead in here giving us, oh my gosh, does she have energy or what? I don't know if you got to see her.
Yeah. She's full of energy, of entertaining, and a lot of fun, and learned a lot from
some good content for sure. Hey, speaking of content at the conference, some conference takeaways. What do you want to take away? What do you want to take back to Tropical Financial?
Well, one of the great things about this is that you're getting the exposure to some of the brightest minds in the country.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, Stanford, Wharton, on down, New York Times bestsellers, and so forth. And, you know, these are the people who are consulting with Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is not just a low-grade somebody who's on the circuit. You know,
this is the real deal here.
This is some of the best minds in the country.
Yeah.
And insight into organizational behavior and governance and processes. And to be here with the chairman, then there's a collective thinking then that you can have. So a lot of times when you go to a conference and you have your takeaways, you go, well, it's really hard to transfer that to other people in the organization, be it the board or your senior team. So both hearing the same message and it gives you really a forum to talk about the way that you make decisions, the way you organize, the way you govern the organization. So it's been very insightful and helpful from that perspective.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that you're kind of taking notes on the spot, and then you might forget later if you go back and like, oh my gosh, I forgot what was I. But when it's right there, when it's immediate, you go, oh, what do you think about that? You know, or right after the session,
and you can discuss it. We've taken time then to talk and debrief after this, about what are your thoughts about those things. So that's been really helpful.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that are keeping you awake at night? There's so many issues going on, you know, even in our industry, outside the industry, that affect our industry. What's kind of keeping you awake at night as a leader of your credit union?
Well, the whole fintech revolution is probably the biggest thing that's shaping us. You know, how do you transfer from a company, an organization that has been designed one way, and reorganize it to behave in a different way? Mm-hmm. And it's very challenging because you've got institutionalized behaviors, regulations, and exams and reporting and different things that go on that are all designed for an old framework.
Things are changing.
And even though we feel like we are moving quickly and we're adopting and being innovative and differentiating, the pace of change with the technology is just a lot faster than we can keep up with.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and how do you organize yourself and how do you react quickly enough that you remain relevant in the millennials' eyes now and the changes without
even
losing,
Gen Z now, too.
And without losing your core base of your baby boomers, So that's the real challenge.
I see that as it's a huge challenge. It's also kind of exciting at the same time, too, don't you think? It's like, because things are changing so fast, and the digitization, as they're calling it now, is just kind of this tidal wave that's washing over our industry. It's a bit exciting as well.
Well, it is. I find it very energizing. Yeah. And when you come to these conferences and so forth and you get some insights into how to deal with those, I mean, it's really even more energizing, you know, to help go shape your strategy and drive the execution of the organization. So it is not a tired industry.
Not at all.
It is not tired, not and everyone's just kind of stable, and you go to work at 8 and leave at 5 and ho-hum, you know, the old Dr. Pepper slogan for the banking, 10, 2, and 5, 4, and it's not like that at all.
Yeah, things are changing so fast. You got to be keeping us on our toes, that's for sure. Yeah. And speaking of which, kind of segues into my last question here, what's your outlook for 2018? We obviously had a very good year in 2017. Is it more of the same? Do you see any bumps in the road, or what's on your horizon?
No, I think on the consumer side, you're going to continue to see improved financial posture of consumers. And we're certainly moving into the time of year, the first quarter of the year, where they're getting tax refunds bonus checks from their employers and so forth. So we expect to see consumer spending continue to be strong.
Okay, good.
Which is very good. So, automobiles, homes, rising rates. I don't think they're going to go to a level that it's going to suppress the demand for goods and services. I just don't see that happening. So we're looking for another year of growth.
Awesome.
I think that's a great message to end on. Rich, thank you so much. Thanks for taking time out.
Well,
appreciate
thank you
it.
For having me.
Well done. Always.